the Savior in the sky. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints arise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Now I almost see all the same again, rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change within me, all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Whoa, what a day! Then we shall be praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Whoa, oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Imagine what that's going to be like on that day. Now clap your hands for that. What's that going to be? Will there be singing? Will you be shouting? Oh, visitor and you don't know what that is, that's the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of it. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's awful good to be here this morning, sitting together in heavenly places.
Amen.
Are you happy today to be a shadow of the shadow of the shadow of the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
This is just the shadow of the shadow of the shadow. He said he came down from eternity, and he said, here's God that's up there, and as he gets closer and closer and closer, so this is just the shadow of that. Now, what's it going to be? We've all been through all times afraid of death, as Brother Branham said. I just love that so much. And the older that you get, the more that's on your mind, because I've got more behind me than I got in front of me. But with death, God sent his prophet beyond the curtain of time to come back and tell us what it was like on the other side. We have no more fear of death. Amen. He said, when death strikes you in this body and the heart quits beating and the mortal wheels begin to stand still, that little shadow that was a shadow in 1 second becomes a shadow of the shadow, then it becomes a shadow, then it becomes a trickle, then it becomes a creek, then it becomes a river, and next it becomes an ocean, and after a while, you're standing in the presence of your loved one, standing yonder, clothed in the garments of this celestial body, that you will know one another, love one another, and you've turned back to young men and women again. What a promise that is to the bride of Jesus Christ. Do you think of that? And so we were just fellowshipping back there. Brother Branham says, when that happens, he says that we are in a celestial body. And he says, not in this earthly body, we're in a celestial body. And we're in that until he comes. And then we're all together. And then we're going to be singing that song we were just singing. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. Here he is. And he says, and then at that time when he comes, you're not going to worry. Well, I wonder if Brother Samuel made it. You'll know if he made it or not. Because he says he wants all eyes on him. Watching him, looking him when he comes. All praise, all honor, and all glory is going to be given to him. But what are we going to be like? What's that going to be like that on that day when he cries out your name and says, come? What is that going to be like, brothers and sisters? It's wonderful. And we're living in that time. He says we are now living in heavenly places. How glorious it is to be sitting in the presence of the Lord, to come in and to be able to worship him, for the bride of Jesus Christ to recognize that who we are, because he says that we are living now in the promised land. Amen? That's what he said. We're living in the promised land, and it all belongs to us. Every promise that is in this Bible belongs to us, the sons and daughters of God. It is yours. And he says, that's when that bride, he said, it couldn't be until this end time. He said, to the fullness of time come. He said, it was with Christ. When it was with Christ, it was his time, the fullness of time for him to come. Now it's the fullness of time that they were all waiting. He says, the sons and daughters of God were moaning and groaning all the way back to be here where we are today.
Amen.
To recognize. And it's like, well, I can't wait until that happens, Brother Joseph. I just can't wait. It's happening.
Amen.
That's the bride recognizing themselves, knowing that it's happening right now. He said it couldn't happen then, that it had to be now. And we have to be, it even has to be more current now than when that message was preached and stored up years ago. Because he said it was in Malachi 3. He says that was John the Baptist, not Malachi 4. And he said, now Malachi 4, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and it was all destroyed. He said that couldn't happen then because the world wasn't destroyed. He says, but today it's the same thing now. He preached that in the manifestations of the sons of God, recognizing who that they are. It didn't was back then, but we're here now.
Amen.
So we have to believe it's now. It's this time, right now. He says when they recognize who they are, when they come together. He said he wanted a church to be that way. That was the Holy Spirit speaking through his prophet saying that's the church that he wanted. He says no more sin, no more nothing. He says all gathered together in heavenly places, worshiping the Lord, knowing that they're the manifested sons and daughters of God. And that's who we are today. The manifested sons and daughters of God. Amen. Saying today that we have that tutor that he's been telling us about. Have you been enjoying this adoption series?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. Praise the Lord. It's just, it has to show how much it is a living word that you can listen to a message over and over and over and over again and then get more out of each time that you listen to it. And it's something when we're together in heavenly places is when that anointing comes, that Holy Spirit, which is here today, that when we're together with one another, you even get more out of it. When you get in that right atmosphere that we try to bring with each one of us, that we try to bring here, is that when we're sitting together, then God can reveal his word to us. And he says that tutor today, right now, that Holy Spirit, your tutor, is reporting to Father. He's reporting to him. He goes, how are they doing? How's she doing? How's he doing? He goes, oh, they're a chip off the old block. I love that. I want to be a chip off the old block. Amen. That's the desire of our hearts. We want to be just like him. And he reports back to him. He goes, well, how are they doing? He goes, oh, they're just eating that stored up food.
Amen.
Are you eating that stored up
food? Amen.
That's why we're here today, is eating on that stored up food.
Amen.
He said they're not eating those old iron weeds out there. He said they're eating on that good alfalfa that you left for them. And that is, that good alfalfa that he left for us is that spiritual food that's been stored up for the bride.
Amen.
He says that's what it is. He says we come in this time, that's what we have to have. We have to feed upon this word, this message. It's constantly all the time. And the little analogy, eat breakfast this morning, you're going to get hungry at lunch. That's this spiritual food too.
Amen.
You have it today, you got to have it in the afternoon, you got to have it in the evening. You have to stay in the presence of the Lord all the time.
Yes.
Satan's going about devouring who that he will. He's rampant. He's everywhere. There's only one safe place to be in God's Word.
Amen.
In His presence.
Amen.
On our knees before Him. Listening to the Word. Reading your Bible. Staying in the Word constantly all the time. Praying for one another. That's what it takes. That's what that prophet of God said. When that Holy Spirit spoke through him, that's the church he was looking for.
Amen.
And that's what I see with my eyes is that church coming into that position.
Amen.
That being ready. He said, all sin gone. When he reports back, how is it? He says, oh, they're away from the things of the world. Anything that looks like the things of the world, they just leave alone. They ain't taking a chance.
Amen.
It's too late to take a chance.
Amen.
If it appears, oh, they don't even, if it appears like it, Father.
Yeah.
If it even looks like it might be something that might not, you might not be happy about, leave it alone.
Amen.
Leave it alone. And it's so easy to do that. Satan's crafty. It's so easy, the things of the world, to come into our lives. And we don't think that it is. But it takes a consecrated life before him all the time.
Amen.
And then when that happens, and we're going in that direction, we're there, I believe that.
Amen.
He says, then, whatever you bind on earth, he says, I'll bind in heaven.
Amen.
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 Think of that.
Amen.
Whatever you bind on earth.
Yes.
He said, you pray for somebody,
yes,
that's where we need to be is.
Amen.
Whatever you have need of, ask for it. You can have it. That's who sons and daughters of God are. Are you so happy for that today?
Amen.
So let's just give him one more thing. Amen. Yeah, you should. He predestinated you, he said, before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus. I do. We have a busy morning. I do want to make an announcement to you this morning is that I've had been really praying and seeking the Lord about this coming up Easter. And a lot of people have been asking about the Easter and what we're going to do and what's the church going to do. And we get an awful lot of emails and telephone calls and everything else at the voice of God. And we're thankful to the Lord that He gives us an Easter. I'm having an Easter this
every
morning.
Day. Amen. Amen. Every day.
I'm thankful to the Lord that He's just given us such a wonderful time in His presence and being together. And every service that He has and see the body of Jesus Christ coming closer and closer Amen. To the presence of the Lord. And we're happy to do that and to be here. And we've just been looking and I've been praying and seeking the Lord. And, you know, it's just not like no other church when we say, we're just going to have an Easter service. Well, when we announce we have Easter service, that means 5,000 people.
Yeah.
It's just not like just a regular church. And the fact is that we just don't have a place to accommodate the people. We've looked for a place and there's thousands of people that do want to come. And we thank the Lord that I know that there's many visitors that's even here this morning. How many visitors are here this morning? Raise your hand. Well, God bless you and welcome. Love to have you here.
Amen.
But it is that we've had lots of visitors that's come is over during the week and they're able to come and come. A lot of them have come and told me before that they'll come on the weekends now and come have service with us and fellowship with one another. Then they're able to come up to the voice of God and tour the voice of God when they don't have to wait in lines with thousands of people. And so I've just prayed and decided that we will not be having a special Easter service here at the Tabernacle. I know that's going to be very disappointing for a lot of people and that want to come and to be here. And it's just not as easy to say we're just going to have it here and open the doors, because if we announce it and the ones that are out there listening to us right now, and even the ones that are going to come, that it always is year after year, there'll be thousands of people here that'll be in here this Easter weekend. And there's just, it'd be so hard to turn them down, to turn them out, to say you can't come in, there isn't no room for you. We hardly have the facilities now, and the fire marshal, we're at 1,400 people is the max that we can have in here, and our washroom facilities won't even handle that. So we've looked for facilities, and there just isn't a place, and just feel led of the Lord to doing that. So I pray that the church and the people, that you all understand why I've decided, or why I believe that the Lord's laid upon my heart not to have a special service here at the Tabernacle. I do have something in mind that I want to do with the Tabernacle is for us. I'll be writing you and telling you instead of taking the time here at the pulpit to tell you about it. Something that I want to do is to unite the bride together.
Yeah.
Is for us to come together. Is something that we can do that it unites the people around the world.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do. We want to be united under one.
Amen.
And so we will be announcing the doing that. And I just pray that you'll pray with us about it. I talked to all the deacon brothers about it and asked what their thoughts and opinion was. And of course, they're so gracious, the same thing as I feel, that the people are going to be very disappointed. I hate it, but whatever you decide, we're with you 100%, Brother Joseph. And I appreciate that from your brothers and you all too. And like I said, I hope that you understand the reason that we had to make this decision. And it's not just that easy to say, okay, we're going to have an Easter weekend and you rent a building and thousands of people comes. It takes lots of preparation. It takes lots of just to get the parking and ushers and sound system and people are in and shuttling them back and forth. It takes an awful lot of work to get it done. It's not the work. It's just even finding the facility to do it. But we're also preparing, as told you, the congregation, that we're getting ready to get started on the Agapo tour. Starting real soon, within just not too many weeks. And one of the big things they're wanting to do on there, I really feel, is to go and have tape services across the world.
Amen.
We are starting across the world. We've already started it. It's wonderful. I'd love to put a little slideshow on here for you to show you. One of the brothers in Malawi is our brother Saidi. And he's going from village to village. And he's playing the Gap tapes. And I think the latest he and won is 54 people that he's baptized to give their heart to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So in the tour, when we start that, is one of the things that we want to do in introducing the Agapo tablet is to the people and giving them more details. We will be having something here at Jeffersonville. Is I want to start it here and be able to put the displays out, telling you more about the tablet and how that it works and all the different features of it and what it's going to do through the Bride of Christ. It's going to revolutionize the way that we get the message to the Bride of Jesus Christ. So they have the same opportunity that you have, is to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
And to be able to instantly get the message and not all the time and constraints that we have that it takes in mailing the books over a long distance of time and through ships and to get there. And you say it's one of the greatest things that it is that the tablet, that it does do, that the Wi-Fi has been out for a long time that people can download, but they've not had something that they could hold the message in into doing it. And the tablet, it doesn't even, one tablet has to get it off Wi-Fi. And then when you're close to another tablet, it automatically gives that information to that tablet.
Praise
then
God.
That tablet gives it to that tablet, gives it to that tablet. Everybody becomes a distributor of the voice of God.
Woo!
Amen. That's going to be so wonderful. When instantly that they can around the world, that the thing God foreknew, He knew we'd have to have it in this end time, and then He allowed us to be here and to see that happening.
Praise the Lord.
So we're anxious to do that, and again, that we will be having something here first before we start the tour, and then we're going to go in different places. We're checking on it now. The brothers will be leaving again this weekend. It's checking out different venues and talking with different pastors is where we're going to have the services. Some of them during the weekends, like we did it before on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We want to have services Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning tape services. Then we're also, as during the week, is stopping at churches and having tape services there too. So we're looking forward to it and having it. So be praying about the Easter weekend and what we have in store, that we will. You can't separate the Bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We're united together.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we also got some baby dedications this morning, I understand. So we will, if we'll just sing our song, bring them in. The ones that have the babies to be dedicated, if you'll just bring them forward to us. Amen. We'll bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Oh, bring them. To Jesus.
Amelia Adlin. Look at that.
Amen.
Nice.
Amen.
What a little bundle of joy. Isn't that wonderful? God gives good gifts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, how we love you today, and how thankful we are to hold this little token of love that you've given to this home, Lord Jesus. And Father, how they've obeyed you, Lord, and to bring her into this house today and into these unworthy hands, Lord, to here to represent you, Lord Jesus, as they want to give her back to you as a dedication, Lord, to you. That, Father, we just ask that you would be with her life, Lord Jesus. May you guide and direct her, Lord. May you keep your hand up over all the days of her life, Lord Jesus. And, Father, may you be with this home. And may you always be present, Lord Jesus. And may they raise this child up in an imagination, Lord, to love you and to serve you, Lord. May her life be an example to others, Lord Jesus. Father, may this word and your sweet Holy Spirit just live and abide and be with her. Now, Father, we give her back to you in dedication, Lord. Father, be with her. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And may you just be with this home, Lord, as we ask it all in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bring them in from
bring the little ones to Jesus. If we could just all stand now to reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Let's just sing it to Him. And just whatever you have on your heart, just raise your hand to the Lord and just place it before Him. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Heavenly Father, Lord, this morning, we thank You, Lord, for Calvary. We thank You for Your precious blood. We thank You for the message and the messenger, Lord. We appreciate You, Lord. You're the author and finisher of our faith. You're worthy, Lord. And we lift our hands to You, our hearts to You, Lord. We bow our heads to the dust from which we come, Lord. We love You, Lord. We don't even have the words to express it in the right way. But Lord, we love You with all of our heart. We thank You, Lord, for this time to be together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We invite You into this service, Lord. Come, Lord. We want to worship You. We want You to be welcome into this place. Lord, we want to, Lord, just sink this message down deep, very deep into our heart. Root it there, Lord. There be anything in us, Lord, that You're not pleased with, Lord, remove it from us, Lord. We want to walk as close, as close as we can to You, Lord. And I was thinking of Brother Branham, what he said there. He says, well, walking up this mountain, those rocks are really slippery. I'll be right there. I'm right with You. As long as You're with me, Lord, it doesn't matter, Lord. I'm right with You, Lord. I'm following You, Lord. No matter how high the mountain is, no matter what the rocks may be, Lord, as long as You're with me, Lord, it's all right. I just stay with You, Lord. We love You, Lord, this morning. We place these written requests down. You've seen every hand. And Lord, we're, by Your grace, Lord, we're sons and daughters of the King. Lord, whatever we ask, You said we could have it. Lord, we love You, Lord. We place it before You, and we commit the rest of this service into Your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by, and you will find He's not too busy to
to be here this morning, and just excited to hear this next message is coming up. And truly, it's His amazing grace that He's brought us together one more time. Amen.
Well, it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves. I once
Today and set aside all the things of the world, Lord, and just enter into this place and sing to you and worship you, Lord, and commune with you, Lord. Lord, we know the world's falling apart, Lord, but you're building your bride up, Father, through hearing this message of this hour, Lord. We're so thankful to live in this day, Father, when you promise that the sons of God would be made manifest, Lord. All the powers of the enemy would be stripped, Lord. And we know it's nothing we can do or nothing we've done, Lord, but it's just according to your word, Lord, to be. Lord, we just pray that you'll bless our ears to hear today, Father, and place us positionally in the body of Christ, Lord, as we hear this adoption series. And Lord, we just commit this service to you and these tithes and offerings to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One more time, that last verse. When we have been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know that's day to
Oh, glory to his wonder. precious fountain that saves from sin. And I am so glad I have entered in. And there Jesus saves me and keeps me clean, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His precious name. Oh, glory to His wonderful name. And there to my heart was a butterfly. Oh, glory to His name. And come to this fountain so rich and sweet, and cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made complete. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His name. Oh, glory to His name. And there to my heart was the blood of God singing, glory to His name. Oh,
once my clothes were ragged, the world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came with mercy.
thank you so much for what a wonderful special. Amen. The song, Can't You See Why I'm Happy, just comes to my mind. Amen.
Oh, can't you see why I'm happy? Oh, I've accepted.
You are predestinated. Amen. Predestinated to be here today.
Amen.
To hear the word of God. To hear the message of the hour. To become more like Him.
Amen.
To become true sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
How we love you today, Father. How we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
I want the world to know, Lord, that I love you. That I'm so thankful to be one of them. A royal seed of Abraham. And to think that I was in your thoughts from the beginning of the foundation of the world, Lord. We love you and we thank you, Lord. Now we want to lay everything aside. And have our minds totally focused upon Him. Don't worry what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. It's right now with Him.
Amen.
And Lord, just fill us.
Amen.
Open up our hearts, our souls, our minds, our very being to hear your word, Lord.
Yeah.
We've done all that we can do.
Yes.
and we're just mortal. But Lord, we hope we've made you feel welcome here this morning. We've done what we can to be prepared, to lay the platform. Now, Lord, come out and speak to your lambs.
Amen.
Let us be different people from this day, Lord, and more like you. Let us recognize that we are the manifested sons and daughters of God. When Satan comes and tries to beat us down and say, you're not, we are. You can't be. I am.
Amen.
Because the I am said I was.
Amen.
That makes me that royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Not by nothing you did, nothing you merited, how good you are, how great of a sacrifice you did. Grace. Amazing grace. Grace has brought you here. It's brought you through. And it will take you on. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for His grace. You wouldn't even have a desire to be here unless you was a royal seed of Abraham. So keep your sword in your hand and open up your heart to hear the word. It's the only thing that you can do in life that you can open up your arms and say, amen. I believe every word. Because we believe it is the voice of God.
Amen.
God chose the vessel. He chose the man.
Amen.
To speak through us. It's the Holy Spirit. Not the man. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Son of Man. Revealing Himself to the bride of Jesus Christ in the last day. So let us make that Holy Spirit welcome. As we sing our song. Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe.
Privilege to introduce our pastor,
amen.
Our prophet,
amen.
God's messenger,
amen.
That God chose to store up food,
amen.
56 years ago to bring this message so that He could prepare a bride for their adoption today. We are a privileged people to hear the voice of God today.
Amen.
I welcome to the platform God's prophet, Brother Bram. God bless you.